Scottsdale voters in November will decide whether to increase the city's sales tax by 0.1%. That would raise an estimated $10 million a year for 10 years. The money would pay for transportation projects in the city. Joining me to talk about it is City Councilwoman Suzanne Clapp, who pushed for the council to ask voters for the 0.1% increase. And Councilwoman Clapp, why take this approach to raise this money?
Well, the people on the council that were talking about sales tax increase wanted to keep the sales tax as small as possible, and it was first proposed at 0.15% when the motion was made, but we did agree that we would have another discussion before the finalizing of the council, and so keeping it at 0.1% actually funds all the projects that we need to fund over the course of 10 years, and we also agreed to sunset it at 10 years.
What kinds of projects are you looking at that this money would pay for?
This will be a transportation sales tax. Very specific reason for the sales tax is for transportation projects all over the city so that we can fund improvements to the streets, we can improve the flow of the streets, we can increase the capacity of some of the streets, particularly ones that there's a lot of congestion today. We are hearing from a number of people in the city, including visitors, that many of our streets are congested and we need to do something about those streets. So this would fund about 22 projects throughout the city. Some of the major thoroughfares are on Scottsdale Road, Pima Road, Shea Boulevard, and those are some of the major ones that would be funded.
Why did you decide that a sales tax was the right way to approach raising this amount of money? I mean, were there other things that you considered, other ways of raising money that you thought about as well?
Yes, we had a considerable discussion about having a general obligation bond project list that would be funded through property taxes, and it was totaling about $350 million. A number of us are very concerned about putting it on the ballot because our track record is not very good. So coming into 2018, putting a large one-question project on the ballot for $350 million made us very uncomfortable. We were hearing from our constituents that they were concerned about one question. They'd like to have it divided up into categories. And there's also not a great atmosphere to have an election this year for capital projects.
So are you confident then that voters in Scottsdale will approve the 0.1% sales tax increase?
I can't say today I'm confident. I certainly will talk to voters about the issue and try to get them to understand. We have to talk about the reasons why a sales tax makes more sense than a property tax. One reason would be that in the past we have funded transportation projects through a transportation tax. That was back in 1989 when we placed a 0.2% property tax, sales tax, on the ballot for transportation projects. That question was approved. And it makes sense when you think about it, because when you have a sales tax rather than a property tax funding mechanism, everyone pays the sales tax, including all the people who visit the city, tourists, as well as all the probably 50 to 70,000 people that come to the city daily to work in Scottsdale but live elsewhere. They use our streets. They would be paying for the improvements through their sales tax. All the visitors, we have 9 million visitors that come to Scottsdale. They'd be paying for the sales tax. So in that way, when you think about everybody using the street pays for the tax, that's more fair than placing it on the property owners. Only those people who have property in Scottsdale would pay through property tax.
When you're looking at doing this kind of tax increase, how much do you look at where Scottsdale's overall sales tax is, where it would be, assuming it's approved, and sort of how that fits in with other Valley cities? Because in the past, other cities have looked at taxes but realized, okay, well, if our tax is this high, somebody who lives close to the border might just go to another city to do a lot of their shopping and we'd lose out on any amount of sales tax.
Yes, we talked about that in the council at length. And if we take the sales tax rate in Scottsdale from 1.65% to 1.75%, that's a 0.1% increase, we would match the current sales tax rate in Mesa. And there's only two other cities in the valley, Chandler and Gilbert, that are lower than Scottsdale, even with that increase. So we are on the low side. So we feel we're in good position to do a slight increase in the sales tax, keeping it as small and specific as possible, but still be competitive with the neighboring cities.
If this does not pass, what does that mean for the projects that you would like to fund? I mean, how great is the need right now to fund these projects? I mean, is the city in a lot of trouble if it can't work on Scottsdale Road and Shea and Pima Road, for example?
I would say that we need to get these projects done very soon. These are on the top of our priority lists. They are critical road or street projects for Scottsdale. And the major reason why we need to get this decided as soon as possible is that in getting the funds to underwrite these projects, we would use about $72 million for the projects, but we get $140 million from Prop 400 taxes that are due us to be a match for these projects. If we can't raise this money, we lose the $140 million. So this becomes more critical for us than any other projects on a long list of capital projects that totaled about 100 projects that we were considering for a bond project list. So we've taken the top 20%, the highest priority, most critical projects, put them on a sales tax. We feel it's necessary to do it. We have to find the money to do it because these are critical to the infrastructure of Scottsdale, particularly because one of our biggest problems that we hear from constituents is traffic congestion and flow of traffic.
All right. That's Scottsdale City Councilwoman Suzanne Clapp. Councilwoman Clapp, thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Mark.